Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer dictating an endoscopy report on patient Charles Douglas, date of birth 3/5/1962, date of procedure March 15, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltzer, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Leslie Garcia Rivera. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with Goltzer polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common surveillance colonoscopy. Description of procedure and obtained period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, proliferation, drug progression, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy or else in the patient period. The patient is brought to anesthesia, so we place in the lateral position, sedated, create anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care period. Digital rectal exam is an arm period, will lubricate or obscure colonoscopes, and introduce into rectum and advance into direct into the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the ileocele. Penetrate orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of folds. Create careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, descending colon, hepatoflexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum period, retroflex is obtained at the rectum period. Boston Doppler score was greater than 7, 2-3-2, greater than a fair to good prep period. Patient had procedure well without any complications. Findings. There were a total of 5 rectal polyps, period. 2 were approximately 7 to 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snap polypectomy, and the other 3 were diminutive and sessile and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next one, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile polyp removed with cold snap polypectomy from the ascending colon. Period. Next time, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. There were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line. Boston bowel prep score 7, 2-3-2, grade is a fair to good prep. Some of there is mucus throughout the colon, requiring a good amount of lavaging to reveal the underlying mucosa. It is important to note that the colon was tortuous and looping and did require pressure to reach the cecum. Next line. Plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.